Sirius, it's me, it's Peter, your friend, you wouldn't.
Black kicked out, and Pettigrew recoiled. There's enough filth on my robes without you touching them, said Black.
We must...
Pettigrew squeaked, turning to Lupin instead, writhing imploringly in front of him.
You don't believe this. Wouldn't Sirius have told you they'd changed the plan?
Not if he thought I was the spy, Peter, said Lupin. I assume that's why you didn't tell me, Sirius, he said casually over Pettigrew's head.
Forgive me, Remus, said Black.
Not at all, Padfoot, old friend, said Lupin, who was now rolling up his sleeves. And will you in turn forgive me for believing you were the spy?
Of course, said Black,
and the ghost of a grin flitted across his gaunt face. He, too, began rolling up his sleeves.
Shall we kill him together?
Yes, I think so, said Lupin grimly.
You wouldn't! You won't!
Gasped Pettigrew, and he scrambled around to Ron.
Ron, haven't I been a good friend, a good pet? You won't let them kill me, Ron, will you? You're on my side, aren't you?
But Ron was staring at Pettigrew with the utmost revulsion.
I let you sleep in my bed, he said.
Kind boy, kind master,
Pettigrew crawled towards Ron.
You won't let them do it. I was your rat. I was a good pet.